Introduction. If you just bought a gasoline car, it's likely the last time you ever will. Electric cars came before the internal combustion engine. At the beginning of the last century, we were on a path to clean electric mobility, but then we took a massive wrong turn. The discovery of oil and the giant hydrocarbon industry that followed sealed the fate of our early electric cars and sent the internal combustion engine on an incredible journey. This journey gave humanity mobility, freedom, and great prosperity, but also a poisoned planet. The oil industry and the internal combustion-focused automakers had played a leading role in the willful destruction of our world, our air, our climate, and possibly even threatening our survival on this rock. Less than 20 years ago, the electric car sparked back into life with the obscure and little-known launch of Tesla Motors. Since then, the automotive industry has been turned on its head. Every indicator now confirms that we are in the middle of an electric revolution that reaches beyond just cars. Most people are unaware of the rapidly accelerating pace of this revolution and what it will mean for them. The revolution is about to go exponential. Whilst it is still mostly misunderstood, the electric car and the parallel green revolution is going to bring fundamental change and a huge opportunity. The electric car revolution does not solve all our climate problems, but it is a big catalyst, not just for cars, but also for the entire energy industry upon which we developed society for the past 200 years. The way we moved, the way we produced electricity, and the way we consumed in the 20th century will be changed beyond recognition by the mid-21st century. Almost no area of life will remain untouched. Time is the one ingredient that has made life possible on Earth. Our world changed slowly before we came along. We marvel at the universe and our solar system, but we human beings and what we've achieved are the great wonder. However, how we got here cannot be how we go forward. Change, radical change, is an imperative, and now. This change is going to be an incredibly positive event in human history. We just need to make it happen. To have a chance at some form of stable future, humanity must cut greenhouse gas emissions by almost 8% per year for the next decade. We still have time for a second chance, and the electric car revolution is part of this solution. Often you are not aware you are in the middle of a revolution until you look back and realize it's happened. We are in the middle of a revolution that is going to have a profound impact on almost every aspect of your life. But the good news is, it's mostly going to be a positive impact. I began a journey over 5 years ago. This journey has brought me from a near total oblivious lack of awareness about the air we breathe, the state of our climate, and the path we're on, to embracing the bright alternatives that are available right now. My journey started with an electric car test drive that blew my mind about the possibilities. I'm not even a car guy, and drove big, heavy, polluting SUV diesels for years. What I didn't realize is that my journey started decades before that fateful test drive. I'm an outdoors guy. My lifelong sport was competitive cycling for much of the first half of my adult life. I was mostly unaware of dangerous air quality, although I was always consciously aware of the fumes I would regularly inhale when out for a bike ride, especially whenever a car drove past me. As you will read later, the penny finally dropped the day after I drove an electric car and was later out on my bike only to inhale a lungful of diesel fumes. I quit my comfortable corporate life and embarked on a new direction. Finding a way to accelerate us toward clean electric mobility became an obsession. Together with my co-founder, Renault Marquet, we created the world's first all-electric, completely digital car rental company. We wanted the customer experience to be completely out of this world, and so my partner, Gabriella, suggested we name it UFO Drive. This book is not about the story of UFO Drive. Maybe, if we're lucky, we will get to tell that story someday. This story is about how we humans got ourselves into this mess, who's to blame, why it is going to change rapidly, and explaining how we have a great, green, clean future ahead of us.